Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Fall is a time in the Midwest when there's a very obvious cyclical change, and there are so many indicators to stir old memories. Sweeping forests of autumn blaze, the winds of change, falling acorns, pumpkin spice lattes for you caffeine addicts, and leaf piles begging to be jumped into by small children or driven through by newly licensed sophomores. But these traditions all have meaning in history. Today's podcast is about you reflecting on your history and what influenced you to love what you love to do. My passion for teaching and history comes from John Tauscher and Joanne Stade. My love of the outdoors and experience at River Edge Nature Center when I was in grade school, as well as being a Boy Scout. My love of soccer from Mr. Sather, a Phi Ed teacher, who taught us the game when I was in fifth grade. And I'm certain there'll be future podcasts about each of those people. But right now, I want you to reflect for a moment, even pause the podcast and ask yourself like I did, of all the things that I love to do and learn, why and who got me to think this way? One of my greatest passions and frankly vices is music, and each fall I'm automatically excited to play one piece on the first cold and windy night of the year. My love for music comes from many different sources, but there's one person and event that supercharged my passion. Her name was Anne Celine Domes. She was my grade school music teacher. This was a woman you respected, revered, and learned from. And there are two things every kid who went to my school in the early 80s will remember. One is how to sing Silent Night in German, and the other is a film strip. I'll get to that film strip in a moment, but I need to share with you more about Miss Domes. She was a stickler and ran a very tight ship. She was very kind. Her room was in the lower level of the school, across from the cafeteria, and it always smelled like lunch. Every child that passed through her room could tap their sticks to the beat, we could all read musical scales and notes, and everyone could sing in tune. She was big-hearted, passionate, and demanding. Her choirs were beloved, and her passion for perfection was one we all aspired to live up to. Now, I have to admit a few things here. One was that I wasn't exactly the best behaved of all of her students, so I really got to understand her passion for perfection. But back to the film strip. It was a normal school day in fall. That was about to become the most abnormal and influential moment for me, and I believe others. See, Miss Domes had gotten a new film strip. Now, for those of you who are too new to this world, that is a projected image onto a screen that shows a photo or illustrations that are still and are advanced by the most responsible or the naughtiest kid in the class, depending on what your teacher's philosophy was. When you heard the ping from the cassette, you turned a knob and moved the film to the next image. And if you were really lucky, you had a self-advancing projector. Anyways, Miss Domes had the shades drawn and only a few lights on as we entered her classroom. As we were seated and excited to have the projector in the room, we listened as she explained all the different traditions of Halloween around the world. I don't remember a single thing that she had said, but I do remember every moment once the lights went off. Now, a quick disclosure. This might not be exactly how it happened, but it is how I remember it, so it's true. Anyways, she turned the projector on, and an image of a graveyard was projected, and then this sound came on. An image of a skeleton was projected onto the screen. It was in a black cloak, playing the violin, and it was summoning the dead at midnight on Halloween. The images were of celebration, dancing, and sadness. The piece is called Danse Macabre and is by the French composer Saint-Saëns. The piece, with the imagery or explanation, would not have been powerful at all. I probably would have been bored just listening to it, and convince my buddies Dan or Pat to start to goof around with me. but the mood, the dark room, the striking images of skeletons emerging from graves and dancing the night away, and the scenes of these joyful collections of bones enjoying the annual moonlit waltzes leaves a real impression on an elementary school kid. But when the film strip was over, we sat there, stunned to silence. And then one of the girls in my class, probably Vicky, excitedly asked, "Can we watch that again?" And understanding the moment, Miss Domes let us watch it again and again and again. Now, my memories are very romantic about this, but I think we watched it the entire hour. And as a result, we all memorized the imagery, and it still burns in our minds forever. It's moments like these that we all create for the world around us. The question for each of us, and regardless of what we do, is this: how are we bringing our passions with passion to others? When you are with others, do you treat every moment like any other, or do you take that moment to grow yourself and others? So when I reflected on the power of that moment, I found myself wondering if Miss Domes knew that it's because of that film strip that I played the violin, with her as my teacher. Because of this moment, I would be honored as a freshman to be in the concert choir, perform in musicals because of her, sing at Carnegie Hall. Did she know that I would ride my bike the long way home at night in order to avoid the cemetery? And even to this day in fall, it sends shivers down my spine. Did she know that I'd have a closet full of music, CDs, records, tapes, and a whole computer filled with it? Did she know that one day I would play Danse Macabre for my students and watch that same film strip with the kids I taught? Did she know that one day I would play Danse Macabre for my own children and tell them the story from the poem and scare them to the point where even today the sound of the piece makes them nervous? Did she know that her passion for music would one day find my fiancé and myself in her home asking her to accompany our wedding and asking her to pick the music to make sure that it was memorable for both of us? Did she know? No way. However, she was a teacher, and like all of us, we have a responsibility to understand that our presence, our passion, and our words matter. Every day we have the opportunity to send someone in a new direction. And most of the time, we don't even know we're doing it. Become aware of that. Become aware of that as a friend, a parent, a teacher, a leader. Everything you do, every way you act, and everything you say matters. If someone would have told me on that cold fall day in the early 80s, as I was walking into the choir room in the basement of St. Mary's School, "Hey, Ted, this film strip and Miss Domes are going to change your life right now," I would have never believed them. But today, reflecting on her influence, there's no doubt that she sent me into an entirely new direction in that moment. So this week, be very cognizant of how you are around others, what you model, how you demonstrate your care for others. The most frightening part and powerful part about being a human being is that we are all watching and we are all studying each other. We all do it. And starting today, what are you going to do to purposely plant a seed in another? So let's do some smart thinking. As we go into the natural cycle of fall, what passions will you stir within you and others? As a friend, parent, teacher, or leader, how do you live your life so that you can model for others your passions and potentially seed them within someone else? How can you take what is the ordinary and make it extraordinary? Go about your work this week looking at it in a new light. Your PowerPoints, your interactions, your assignments, your sales pitches, your lesson plans, even a simple conversation. In the next few days, how can you demonstrate your passions so that others become passionate? And what will be your Miss Domes moment in someone else's life? And finally, if you really reflected, take a minute to think about the people who have positioned you in the position you are in and send them a note of gratitude. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Please remember to share this episode on your social media platform. Send it to a teacher, a parent, or a leader, and visit the Smart Thinking Facebook page to see the Danse Macabre film strip. I want to thank you for listening and encourage you to listen this coming Thursday as we post another extended interview. The topic is perseverance, and my conversation is with Jim. Jim is a man who has beaten 3 different types of cancer 4 different times. You want to talk about strength and mindset? Take a listen. And finally, never forget your ability to either negatively or positively send someone in a new direction. It is through sharing your passions, being kind and empathetic, that you can accidentally inspire someone or purposely send someone in a new direction.
It seems these days blues covered up in a cloud and a blanket of grays. And I know it's fine, but I feel a lot better with you in a bottle of wine. Every color's faded, everyone is waiting on. Oh, well, there's a song.